can you do to help the environment? Ninth grade students at Aspen High School research environmental issues and want you to help our planet.
Did you know that by 2050 there will be more plastic in the ocean than fish by weight?
And that in 2014, according to GaleGroup.com, there was reported 6,333 pieces of trash per kilometer, and that number has just been growing.
100,000 sea creatures are being killed by pollution every year, whether it's by getting tangled in fishnets or eating plastic due to when it breaks down and looks like food.
According to the Elena MacArthur Foundation, when people eat fish, we could be eating up to 11,000 pieces of microtrash each year, along with the toxins in the plastic.
The impact that we have had on the ocean in the last few years is threatening many species in the ocean's biodiversity.
Inside the Pacific Ocean, there is an island of garbage twice the size of Texas, and it's the North Pacific Gyre off the coast of California. It's known to be the largest oceanic garbage site in the entire world.
There is also an island in the Midway Atoll, North Pacific Ocean, that is covered in anything from helmets to flip-flops.
Not to mention the bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef. Bleaching is caused by change in ocean temperature, pollution, overexposure to sunlight, and exposure to the air. The scientists that are researching the coral reef have determined that it might not come back because the coral is too stressed.
To help these problems, our community can dispose of waste properly. If you don't know what to do with it, look it up. We have the technology. You can also check with your local trash or recycling provider and see what they say. It's better to take that extra minute to find out what to do with it than to let it be the killer of our oceans.
I know it's cliche-y, but reduce, reuse, and recycle. You can always help inform people to recycle, to save the ocean animals, because every person helps the butterfly effect. One person can inform just two people in their lifetime, and that can turn into thousands.
And even though we do not live by the ocean, there are still little things that we can do, like staying away from overly packaged things, try not to purchase as much plastic, and using reusable water bottles. Anything helps.
This has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, Aspen High School, and Katie and Kay.